Hello and welcome back to the Checkpoint Reach podcast. I'm your host Luke Elder. As ever, I'm joined by my fellow gamers and friends, Son and Perks. How are you doing, guys?
I'm good. I haven't got a quip this week, though.
I thought you
that
would.
That is so disappointing.
With all these distractions that we've had, I just forgot any quips. So.
But you didn't have any quips prepared.
No, I didn't have any anyways.
So how do you forget something you don't prepare?
Busy, so.
Pretty sure last week you promised us a weekly
I
quip.
I did, but I'll have to have another week to think on.
You promised everyone a weekly quip. And
unfortunately, the viewers
gone.
Are going to have to wait.
The hundreds of viewers are going to be disappointed. Well, I seen a tweet that it said, if Sud doesn't quit, we riot.
Well, bring it on.
Bring it on.
Bring on the riots.
So yeah, you're now disappointed. However, before that, you were okay.
I was okay.
So, well, that's good then. I think that's as good as it gets for Perks.
Something pretty special would need to happen.
For you to be good.
For me to turn around. Yeah, I'm doing great this week. No, yeah. It's
going to take something special, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not this week. It's been another week. No. I think we've all pretty much been playing the same things, doing the same things.
I've played Apex and a bit of F1.
Back to F1?
Yeah. I watched the new series
Drive
on Netflix.
Drive to Survive. Yeah,
it's really good. And it got me, I was going to say hype, but I wasn't hype, but it just made me want to play the game. So, yeah, started a new career as Renault.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you guys?
I've played a bit of Two Point Hospital.
So I was going to try it out today, yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I actually really like it. It's fun. Reminds me of like the old day, like playing like Theme Park World and Theme Hospital. And it's like a nice throwback. And it's one of them games that was obviously designed for PC first, but it actually feels nice on console.
Mm.
It's not like one of them, like we've played games in the past, probably on the 360, where some of the Command & Conquer games were like, yeah, they're just better on PC, aren't they? The control better. But,
remember Footy Man?
Yeah, Footy Man.
Footy Man on 360 wasn't it?
But this actually...
Like, RTS games will always be best on PC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, this game probably is technically best on PC, but it works really well. And it's one of them games, it's quite simple to play, but there's obviously intricacies that make it interesting, so... But it's easy to get into. There's no complex menus or, you know, it's quite simple. So, mm-hmm. you know what you're doing within 10 minutes. So
that sounds
fun
good.
As well. I like Management Sims now and again.
Quite yeah, no, I do.
Like Sims and
Sims
stuff
was the best one, yeah, growing up.
My biggest question would be, and I haven't played the game, I'm not going to play the game, but what's the stupid thing that you can do? You can always do a stupid thing. like you can like destroy a roller coaster and like kill people, or you can like, on Jurassic World Genesis, you can like open the pens and let the T-Rex just eat everyone.
Yeah. I think there's got to be something stupid. It's not the stupid things you can do, it's more the stupid things, that, like the stupid diseases they have and stuff. They've made
coronavirus?
Like, no, but like, for example, it's like pandemic, but they'll have a pan on their head. And stuff. So that's like a joke. Like, and it's like...
Maybe I laugh too much.
So you can't just like...
Lightheadedness, they've got a light bulb on their head. So it's quite funny. And there's like, when they die, they turn into ghosts and they can haunt the hospital. So it's a bit like Sims.
That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they scare the other. Like,
but you can't just start like injecting people with all kinds of stuff.
No.
Kill them all.
It's a family. It's a 3+. It's a family friendly game. It's not a...
Oh, wow.
It's not a perky game.
No, this is not my kind of game.
It's not The Sims, which was 16 if I remember rightly, wasn't it?
Sims was a 16.
Or
12
or a
16. No way.
I think one of them was.
Really?
The first one was a 15. I think remember when you said the 15 rating.
Jeez, I didn't even know that.
But I think maybe you might like it though. Maybe try it out at some point.
I probably would, mate.
It's quite fun.
I like stuff.
Even
like
if
that.
You just play for an hour, it's something to kill a bit of time. It's fun.
So. It's good. How about you? Apex.
Do more Apex. Yeah. Up into the Diamond Leagues in ranked.
Nice.
And it's going really slowly.
I bet.
Lots of regression in that, but the like most games now, there's like a cap in place. Like when you reach the next tier on the ladder,
mm-hmm.
you can't get demoted. So like when you're in Diamond 4, you can't drop back to Gold 1.
Oh, that's good. Then.
So even if I continue to
bit of peace of mind
do then. Badly, I'm at least going to finish in Diamond 4. And I know that probably doesn't sound great, but I'm going to see how it goes. It's just quite punishing. Like if you have like two or three good games in a row. And then lose like on drop a couple of times, it's like all your progress just plummets.
Mm.
So it's been pretty disheartening.
No, not bad.
But they've got the limited time mode now, the Deja Loot, which I've been playing for the last day or so. It's all right. It gets a bit old pretty quickly. It's like the map is always the same. The loot's always in the same place. So you can memorize where it's best to go. You can just check out the map on Reddit.
I was going to say, you said off air there was a map on Reddit.
It's all mapped out, yeah. But they are swapping it from World's Edge back to King's Canyon.
Are they?
So when's that happening?
Like in a few days?
So it'll be after this event, I assume.
No, they're doing like half and half of the event. Like the first part is on
and
the current
is
map.
Is it permanently going back to King's Canyon then for a bit?
Just for that event.
Right, I get you. Let's go back to World's Edge.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them just have all... Has it only been three maps?
I went away for too long, I couldn't tell you. I think
it's been two or three.
I think two, but like...
Whether there's been two or three, I'd like to just see a rotation.
Yeah, why don't they do that?
I understand why they don't, because they want to focus on one map and make that, but I think now that the game's been out a while, they could probably just...
I prefer having a bit of rotation, just...
Yeah, it makes it a bit more fun. I mean, I'd kind of miss Kings Canyon a little bit.
Well, it came back randomly, like a, I don't know, like a week or a week and a half ago. I was just playing, and it was like limited time mode available. I opened it, and it was like, the King is back, play Kings Canyon.
It was only for a couple of days.
Got hammered in every game. Yeah, it was like a 3-day thing or something like that. Could be slightly different, but yeah, it wasn't long at all. And did not do well at all on King's Canyon, but it was weird. Like when you go back and it's like,
played a lot
where did we used to drop and like,
oh yeah, a lot of World's Edge.
It's completely like, feels so.
I'd even
so
like
different.
To see them do a new map now. Maybe even a night map, you know, at night or something like that. Just something different. I'd like that.
Campers galore.
Yeah, it'd be fun though.
I must admit, simple little switch up like that though does make it feel a bit fresh.
I think so.
But yeah, that's what we've been playing. We'll be probably discussing some more of Apex next week. And yeah, we're going to jump into the first topic of the day. And that's nine sequels that would make PS5 a force to be reckoned with. Yeah, and the first one that's on the IGN article is Bloodborne 2.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one that's played it.
Yeah, I haven't played any of the Bloodbornes.
Very well-renowned game though, isn't it? It did very well.
So weird. I feel like that's a game you should have played. Like, it's a genre of game I feel like you should have played.
Yeah.
The Dark Souls genre. I know it's not Dark Souls technically, but it's
no. From like, I know I could play Dark Souls. Yeah, I could play that. It's like, it falls into the category for me of games that I will catch up on when I pick
I think you'd like
the next
them,
PlayStation.
Like a challenge.
Yeah.
You like a challenge, so I think.
I do.
You know.
I like a good time sink, so I'd also like getting stressed very easily. So I'm sure I'd do well at those kind of games.
Yeah.
But no, I'm sounds stupid, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with the series, even though I haven't played it myself, because it was highly rated and everyone that I've spoke to raves about it anyway. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be down for a second.
I like the first one a lot, actually. It kind of, because a lot of problem people have with Dark Souls is it's a bit slow, whereas this one is faster paced. So a lot of people think, oh, that's more than my style. So I enjoyed it. The bosses were cool. The game, you can just tell it's a high production value when you play it. It's,
yeah, definitely looks that way from what I've watched.
David Byrne release?
Yeah, I think so. What I love about the games is the lore of the games are so deep, and I don't know, there's an atmosphere with the game that you just don't find in any of the game. So I'm really looking forward to that one. So, and I think it'll do well. The first one did pretty well, so people are looking forward to it. So,
and the next one, Days Gone 2.
Days Gone 2. Again, I think I'm the only one that's played Days Gone.
I think this might be a recurring theme on this list.
This is what happens, like, when it's a Sony-centric list. Like, it falls to third more often than not. But I've loosely followed Days Gone.
Well,
and it seemed to, like, kick off not so well, but, like, a year on. Like, I actually watched a YouTube video on it the other day, and, like, I can't remember who it was by, but they were basically saying, look, a year on, and the game's in, like, such a better spot than when it first launched.
When it first launched, I had a lot of bugs, especially pre-release, and that's when a lot of reviews review the game. So it got reviewed, I think it got, like, a 70-something, quite average reviews, but I think the game's better than that. I think it's more like an 8.5, but... I don't know, it's a weird game for me because it's one of them games I've never... when I play it, I've not played it from start to finish as a one block. I've kind of dipped here and there, and that's probably affected a bit of it. But I think for me, the game goes on a bit too long. Like, I've played it for like 25, 30 years, and I feel like I should be done, and I'm not done. There's a lot more to go.
Could you be done, like if you rushed through it a bit more?
Maybe, but I've not done like every side quest or anything. I still feel like... I don't know. I'm really enjoying the story, but at the same time, a lot of the gameplay gets a little bit old after a while for me. It's quite repetitive after a while, so I'm a bit like, boy, I kind of wish it was getting done. I've not actually completed it because of that, but it's a good game. You know, I've enjoyed the narrative's really good. If you like narratives in game, I think the narrative's really good in this one. Kind of like,
is it a zombie game?
Yeah, it's very reminiscent of Walking Dead for me. It's got the Walking Dead vibe, just what happens in the story and characters and what, you know, how it all comes about. So
I definitely like the interactions with the Horde, and like, I guess, you know, when they were first showing off the game, there were a lot of set pieces more than anything else, but it's nice to see that in a game for once. Like, you've got
the Horde is cool,
completely different style games, but you've got like the Left 4 Dead Horde, which is just zombies everywhere sprinting towards you no matter what, and then you've got the more like slow and methodical like Resident Evil type zombies. But then this one, you've got like loads of stuff going on screen at once, but you can like collapse things or like jump up and down platforms and like completely it's about change being the landscape.
Sneaky with the hordes as well.
Yeah, so if it looks really
one,
clever.
If you alert one, it's pretty much over, and then they all come after you, and there's literally like 100, 150 on screen.
Yeah,
at once, and it's like.
So I definitely like that about the game. Yeah, that's cool. They've innovated with just. Instead of saying like, "Oh, here's a zombie horde game," they've done some smart things with it, which is nice to see. And I think going into the next gen, they could definitely evolve even more in that space.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and on the next one then is God of War 2.
Both played
a game that one of us.
Well, you played as well.
We've all played this one.
You played this one. Didn't know you played it.
I didn't complete it, but
I liked it. I liked the first one a lot. It's a really good game. I think we're in agreement. I don't think we like it as much as the masses. A lot of people say it's like the best PS4. I don't think it's anywhere near being the best PS4 exclusive personally. But I can understand why people would say that. I just personally don't agree with that. But I really enjoyed it. It was a nice reboot for the series.
It was. I hadn't played any of the previous games. No. So to come in and just play this, I'm quite glad that I didn't have to know much about the previous games.
Yeah, because it was more of a reboot.
It was all, like you said, like a reboot. So that was really good.
Story was
the guy with the head is like you. Brother.
I can't remember his name. I know what you mean though.
I remember texting you actually when I was playing it. I was like, mate, there is a character that's basically based on
you. You're going to see it.
Did you get to him?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Did you get that far to them? But the story was interesting as well, wasn't it? It set up sequel well.
Nice little cliffhanger.
Nice ending as well. It's like I like the ending. So it was cool.
Nice reveal.
Yeah. So I like that.
We won't make any spoilers, just in case. People, I'm assuming most people played it.
I think my biggest issue from like a gameplay loop perspective with it, and I know like hack and slash games in general can go this way, and I know they try to be a bit more like cinematic and take the focus off just the combat, but hey, it's a massive part of the game. It felt like, come on.
Well, did you play the previous God of War games?
Yeah. I played enough of them, missed like one or two.
I actually think the combat's better on this one. I know people might disagree with that, but I prefer the combat.
The combat was really good on this one.
It's slower, more methodical, but I liked it.
I didn't dislike the combat, but I found myself like just doing the same thing because that was the thing to do. And if it was like, I don't know, like throw something and then like kite round and then throw something again, it's like, ugh. It got a little bit tedious for me, but I guess that's just the nature of games like that. You do what's best, and if it's do some damage, move. Do
so
some
what you're
damage,
saying is
move.
They could do more variety.
Yeah,
I agree.
And
I
know
there
were like
that.
Different weapons and different attacks, but ultimately in a game like that, you get stuck in this is the best for this situation. You never go away from it, do you?
Yeah.
So
well, I mean
that was my only like gripe when I played it.
What I would say is that you probably didn't get far enough into the game. There is other weapons that open up.
Yeah, it makes us up a little bit.
No, like that's what I just said. Like I know, like you get other weapons, but even so, like for example, like it's enemy X, so attack Y is always the best attack, and there's not much point in.
That's something they could definitely improve on a little bit, I think, with the sequel.
But that,
also,
that is just like that's the nature of a game like that. So I don't want to be too harsh on it.
I think the other thing that annoyed me about the game was the map, because the fast travel system. I don't know if you remember a little bit, it was a bit finicky.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
I wasn't.
Did you notice it as well? Yeah, it was a bit finicky.
It's one of the few complaints I have.
I think they need to improve the map next time. Because it's a big part of that game, because you have to fast travel back a lot of places. So I think they need to improve on that for the sequel.
It didn't bring me in. Like, the map didn't, you know, make me want to explore it more.
Same.
No.
I wanted to get from point to point.
Yeah.
Like, that's the effect it had on me.
Yeah, yeah. And that's annoying because there was a lot of like side things that were actually seemed interesting in that game, but just didn't want to do them because it was too annoying.
No, I agree. However, we'll move on to a game that me and you adore. Oh. J'adore.
I really do.
J'adore.
That only means I like, though, doesn't it? I think in French.
Yeah, I like Horizon Zero Dawn.
But I do love it. It's Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
Yeah. What more to say about this game? It was
amazing.
It was a great game, wasn't it?
I love the story.
I think it's the best PS4 exclusive, personally. In my opinion, I think it's the strongest one.
I can't remember where I ranked it, but it wasn't one.
No.
I know
it was high up, though, wasn't it? I mean, it's one of them. I think the narrative was really good.
Aloy was a good character.
A lot of people didn't like Aloy, but I did. I thought she was fine.
Yeah.
I don't know what people had a problem with. The combat was fun. Shooting the mechanical monsters and stuff. Bow and arrows.
Bow and arrows.
It was fun, though, wasn't it? It was fun.
Yeah,
different
I enjoyed
arrows
the game.
To use and, yeah, the taunts were quite fun as well. You just saw them in the distance and some of the huge things. They were quite fun to climb up and stuff, and that you could access different things doing that. So
yeah,
I enjoyed the whole game, really. It was fun. So
unfortunately, though, Perks, you only got to play like a little bit,
like 15 minutes or something like that. Got to shoot a few different arrow tips, whatever the hell it was. Like, yeah. I saw the, like, I can't even, I don't even want to say which part of the game, but I was in like a hut. I'm guessing there's thousands.
Yeah, there's a few places with huts.
Went out into the wild, got absolutely shot on by these mechanical things as I was trying to fight them. But I had literally no tutorial for the game. It was just, here's the controller, play this.
Jump in.
15 minutes, see what you can do. I did hardly anything. The world looked amazing.
It was.
From what I saw. Mm. Enemies were unique.
Mm. Yeah.
If a little bit not so viable with bow and arrows against mechanical monsters or things, but hey, it's a, not supposed to be a realistic game, so.
To be honest.
Give them a pass.
When you compare this, for me, God of War, and I said the map didn't intrigue me enough to, or entice me enough to check it out, this did.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I love finding out more parts of the story through the side missions.
Because it's set like, what, a million years or something ridiculous in the future, so.
Mm-hmm. And it's just really interesting, story of how everything happened and whatnot, so.
The story with Aloy is really interesting as well, how it originated. Cool.
See, I think of all the games I've missed so far, like in between, like where I left PlayStation and where I'm going to pick it back up, I think this is going to be the one that I'll come back to first.
Yeah, it's a great game. I definitely agree. 100%.
I think 100% recommend. This and Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man as well. Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
So. Yeah, but another game we'll come on to then in the list is the Infamous sequel.
Yeah.
Now, did you play this?
I did play this.
Okay.
So it would be Infamous 4, I think, we'd be on. Because we had Infamous 1, 2, and Second Son.
Yeah.
So it'd be Infamous 4. I played 1. I didn't get a chance to play 2.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people say 2 is the best one. I played Second Son. I liked Second Son. It was fine. It was a good game. It wasn't a great game, just a good game. Oh, you probably got more to say. You probably know a bit more than me, even. Infamous. did you play 1 and 2?
Yeah, I didn't play Second Son. But my big thing from Infamous, and I'm going to draw the like Microsoft comparison with this, it would remind me of like Prototype. I know it's like a different game, but I think they came out like around the same time, Infamous and like Prototype. Yeah, it was kind of close together.
I can't remember which one came out first, but it was similar.
And I just remember like playing them both and just thinking like, I wish these games didn't exist. I just don't care about it. Really, like,
I think the narrative's better on Infamous than it is in Prototype. Yeah. I think Prototype's a more generic game.
No, it is. Prototype is like horribly generic.
I had a feeling you liked this game, but clearly not.
No, not at all.
Not for you.
I'm probably in the same boat. I didn't hate playing it. When I'm playing it, I'm not like, oh, this is horrible. Yeah. But at the same time, like, it's okay. Mm. It's forgettable.
I would put this in what I expect from Microsoft, like, over the last few years in terms of, like, disappointments. I think this is probably quite low down the Sony list in terms of like bringing forward, unless they completely do something different with it.
I didn't play. I played the first one. I thought it was decent. I don't think I completed it. I didn't play the second one. People, from what I can tell, people think the second one's like the best one.
Yeah, I don't know how it did in terms of ratings, but I mean,
they say the narrative's like good in that one or something.
Yeah, I think it was stronger in the second one, but in just in terms of the game, you know, there's some games that come out and you think like regardless of ratings, you play them and you just think, I really don't care. That's what it did to me. And I know like a lot of people enjoy the series and like it's got enough of a clamouring for a
mate, it was the same with me with Halo.
That's a much worse thing to say than Infamous.
But I played that game and I was just a bit like, I know everyone loves it, I can understand why, but it just wasn't for me.
So I just think like this wouldn't look out of place on like a, when you talk about like Microsoft disappointments or games that you look at and think like, no, come on.
Big list for Microsoft.
It would.
Oh, yeah.
But in terms of like the first party games, I wouldn't have been shocked if this was a first party Microsoft game and everyone was like, it's all right.
Yeah.
I just don't think like it doesn't come anywhere near the punching power of the rest of the games we talked about, and it would need some serious like invigoration together.
Well, as well, Sucker Punch are working on Ghost of Tsushima, so I think it'd be a long way off.
Mm.
We're talking 3 or 4 years away. So they're saying, well, I guess they're saying next gen, so they can say whatever
they can do whatever they want with it.
I think we're still, I'm not 100% sure if it, I can see it maybe coming back because there was one on PS4, which would you suggest probably maybe one on PS5 as well. But I think we're looking at a few years anyway. So.
Mm. Yeah, so and I don't think it's going to be a big hit.
No.
And another game that might not be a big hitter. The Order this one I'm interested 1887.
In. Well, the interesting thing about this one is they have it on PS4 exclusives, but I don't think it will be a PS4 exclusive because the rumours are that it's going to go that Ready at Dawn is going to go multi-platform. Because they're not owned by Sony. They made this game as a second party game, really, so... obviously I think I'm the only one who's played Order 1886.
I've watched it.
You've watched the story. I've watched it. I actually don't mind it as much as some people do. Like, the gameplay was very held back almost.
Mm.
It was almost like a tech demo gameplay. Mm. It was almost like a game you'd expect from launch.
Were people hyped for it?
Yeah.
Yeah, people were excited.
For it. It was, I think, I enjoyed the story, personally. I thought it was quite an interesting story.
I enjoyed the story, and we actually talked quite a lot about this game last week or the week before.
Yeah, we did.
And, like, the reason that I don't give it as much criticism is because, like, technically it was essentially, like, the best they had at the time. Mm. It was just very, very short and condensed, and people were pissed off that they paid the full price for almost a demo. I know it wasn't, but... So I think going forward, if this did go multi-plat, or even if it didn't, say Sony do get the exclusive rights for it, I don't think we'll see another, like, four-hour... I think it would at least be double that. The bare minimum in what we expect from.
See, it's funny we say about 4 hours because we always, I mean, well, definitely one of our, I know you haven't played it much, but one of our favourite games ever is Bioshock.
Mm.
And that game's like, what, 7 hours long? 8 hours long?
I know, but that's different time. Yeah, different. But
no, but what I'm saying is them games can still work if they're done really.
Yeah, like,
If Bioshock came out now, you'd still think it was an amazing game. Yeah. I wouldn't.
But if you say like Bioshock is an 8 hour game, and you say The Order is a 4 hour game, like it's 100% longer.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, I agree.
So even if they upped it to eight, like I think they.
I don't mind it being linear. I don't even want them to make it like an open world thing. I'd want it still to be fairly linear. They could even, to me, The Order was like Gears of War. It was their version of Gears of War, basically. Mm. Third-person cover shooter.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of horror-ish elements. They had like the werewolves, didn't they? And things
well,
like
I was going to say, like, I like the idea of the creatures. Yeah. I like the way the characters worked, and the narrative was kind of strong.
Do you think, though, that this will suffer, like Watch Dogs? So Watch Dogs, everyone was hyped for it, disappointed with it.
Mm.
And as a result, people didn't play Watch Dogs 2. And
but it was a good game.
I liked Watch Dogs 2 a lot. Do you think The Order 1887 could suffer... similar fashion, or do you think
maybe
if they tell people it's actually a longer game, they'll give it another chance?
If they show it, people actually think, oh, this looks a lot better than the first one. I think this game has got the potential to actually hit. I really do, because I think this is people are looking for this sort of game, especially on Sony platforms as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a game that's almost not The Last of Us or not a survival sort of, what would you call, post-apocalyptic survival game, because that's you've had Days Gone, you've had all sorts.
A load of them.
Yeah. So I think people are looking for a game like this, almost on Sony platforms. They've not really had a hit like Gears of War level, have they? Really?
No,
that sort of game, that cover shooter type.
Sort of genre exactly.
You know, they've had like, obviously, you could tell it Uncharted, but it's more like an exploration game, really.
But you just know it's going to happen.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, I mean, their original answer to it was Resistance, which obviously wasn't a third-person shooter, but that was the like-for-like at the time, but completely different style of game. But yeah, that one fell by the wayside.
Which I actually think that's a game that could come back as well. Resistance.
Could well do. But yeah, I'm interested to see what happens with The Order. I think going forward, it's got time on its side.
Yeah.
It's not like they released the first one and then like a year later they hit you with the second one. It's been a while.
Definitely.
So I'm definitely intrigued about that one. I would like to see what they can do in that space.
I agree.
Yeah, well, we'll move on though to the next one. Ratchet and Clank 2.
Yeah.
I've never played any of these. So.
Well, this one's... The one on PS4 is the best one.
Mm.
By a mile. Did you play the ones on PS2?
I was just going to say, I played the very old ones.
Mm.
And I don't
have... You ever a fan of them?
No, I don't have fond memories of it. I don't know why.
But they're beloved
why.
Games, aren't they? The old ones. It's one of them for me. This would never rank... Like, you're talking about mascot basic platforms. Right.
Yeah.
It would never be on the same level as Crash for me. I'd probably put it above Spyro because I'm not really a big fan of Spyro, to be honest. And playing that trilogy, I didn't actually like it, really. I don't think it held up well, Spyro, personally, but a lot of people probably disagree. See, I think Crash held up
friend
better.
Friend of the show disagrees, Ted Parry.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people will disagree. A lot of people think Spyro holds up better than Crash. I disagree. I think Crash is a more fun game.
Oh,
Crash is more fun,
in my opinion.
I enjoyed Spyro, but I wanted more.
I feel like
you, I kind of felt like, they could have probably got a bit more out of this, but it didn't hold up.
I think
great.
I remembered Spyro better than it actually was.
So,
whereas with this, the Ratchet and Clank on PS4, I'd recommend playing it. I think it's great. It's one of the best looking games as well. That sounds ridiculous, but it's an amazing looking game. The animation in that game is top level. Top level, it really is. It's a great looking game. The colours and everything, the colour palette's amazing.
It has to be with a game like that.
But it was a bit of a sleeper hit. You know, one of them where it comes out and you think, whatever, Ratchet and Clank is a bit. it did really well sales-wise. Mm. And I think the second one will probably do better, I think, because people are now sort of looking forward to it. And yeah, so I think they've got a lot of scope with the second one. Obviously, with the first one's success, you'd imagine Insomniac as well, they're a bigger studio now than they even were when they released this. They've got more teams, so maybe it's even got a bigger budget, which I just really enjoyed it. It was just fun. It was like going back to one of the good PS2 days and platformers.
Mm. I must admit, I don't think it's a game I'll ever play.
I think you'd try Ratchet and Clank PS4. I think you'd enjoy it. I think you might be surprised.
It's probably one of those games
if you enjoyed Spyro,
I would enjoy.
Did you enjoy Spyro? Going back to Spyro?
I thought it was all right.
I think this is better than Spyro, personally. So I think you might enjoy it.
Mm. I could see myself playing it if there was a drought.
Nothing else.
And I was like, yeah, not to say that it's a bad game
exhausted,
by any means.
Like all the exclusives you might think. Yeah, okay, that's right.
I don't know what it is with platformers. Like, platformers were like my absolute favourite genre back in the day, like when I was a kid growing up. Like, it would always be like, what's the next platformer? I was so interested in that genre. But I don't know, man. Like, over time, it's just, and I'm not trying to be like the stereotypical, or like, I got old, I'm too old for those games. They just don't draw me in as much. So I mean, I must admit, I haven't even seen the one on PS4. Like, I'm not going to lie. I haven't even seen a single second of it.
No,
so I'm not that interested in the series. But I guess from a, like, bigger picture point of view, I feel like it's a title that always pops back up.
Yeah.
And it's going to stand the test of time. So I'm guaranteeing there will be another one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even hesitate to say
that. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a launch game. It makes sense.
Could be a good launch game.
To me. You know, mascot platformers, they do best at launch.
Mm-hmm.
Games in general do well at launch because
there's nothing else to play. Launch games.
So it's a good time to release a game like this that I think it will do well, but it's not a complete surefire hit like an Uncharted would be, or I think it will,
like,
do well. Actually,
they can't release it in the midst of like
the
Elite.
No,
like, that would be suicidal for it.
But if they release it at launch, it's a good time for it. So I think we might see that this year, end of this year.
Yeah, I'd go along with that, or early next, depending.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway, we'll move on to a game that was a big hit.
Yeah,
for sure, and I'm sure this one will be a big hit. And my favourite PS4
game. Your number one.
Yeah. Marvel's Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I mean, Spider-Man's great.
Can't wait to play that.
It's so good,
I said please as if it's not coming, but I know it is.
It's coming. That's definitely, I mean, it's 100%, there's no doubt.
That game, I can't believe you haven't played it, man. I think you'd love that.
You would like Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's so good.
Because it's not only the, you know, we've all raved about the swinging, and it's amazing. It is amazing. Is it better than Spider-Man 2 on the PS2? Don't know, because Spider-Man 2 was pretty awesome.
That's nostalgic, though.
Probably nostalgia. But for its time, that was amazing.
It was.
Swinging that. But I think
did prefer this, though.
Obviously, it's better now. I love the swing. But it's not just that. The story is, like, surprisingly good.
See, that's what I would want to be playing it for.
And you would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's
like watching a film, one of the films.
Yeah.
Do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of going back to one of the Spider-Man Tobey Maguire films a little bit. The good ones. Like, I know 3 was a bit hit and miss, but 1 and 2 were really good.
3 wasn't very good.
Well, I think you guys already know this, but like, real and popular opinion here, like, Spider-Man is one of my least favourite superheroes.
Well, that's
I just hate Spider-Man. But
I think you'd like it in this.
If the narrative is strong and it's a story that, like, I don't know as such.
Yeah, you don't.
So I would be more interested in that.
I think this Spider-Man, this is a bold thing to say, I think this Spider-Man on the PS4 is the most relatable Spider-Man. Personally. Even more than Maguire. I mean, Maguire is probably number one for relatable.
I think he's Tom Holland portraying Spider-Man.
I do, but I just think, I don't know, I think the voice actor does a really great job, doesn't he?
I guess as well, though, this might be more relatable to us because he's more our age.
Yeah.
In the game, he's like in his 20s.
Early 20s, is he?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we're late 20s.
but still 20s. Yeah. Like, Tom Holland's a teenager.
Yeah,
that's the point. And Spider-Man's usually
Tom Maguire,
a teenager.
He was
meant to be a teenager. He was in high school.
When he was like 30, or something. So.
Yeah, but one thing I do want to touch on as well, I love the graphics.
Yeah, it looked great.
New York was
great.
Looking game. Felt alive as well to me.
Yeah, definitely. I think the only thing they could improve on is I'd like to maybe explore slightly different areas this time. Different parts of New York.
Well, that's a rumour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you can see them off in the distance. Obviously, they haven't there.
It's go to the other islands. I don't know how big that. I won't want them to make it ridiculously big.
No.
But just even half again of what they had. You know what I mean? Like half the city again of what they had.
Yeah.
Something like that. Because I think as much as the game was great, it got a little bit samey after a while, didn't it? The places get a little bit samey after a while.
I think, to be fair, most games fall into that.
Yeah, they do, to be fair. And I don't even know if you'd want this game. See, personally, I wouldn't want this game to last like 50 hours anyway. I think it'd be a bit overkill. What was it? Would you say about 15, 20 hour story?
I'd go along that, along those lines.
And if you're the side things, you're talking 30 hours.
I did actually a lot of the side things. I did quite a few.
That is not like you.
I know, but I really enjoyed it.
Because you enjoyed the gameplay. Even the fighting was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. I must admit, actually, you know, the more you say about him being relatable, when you are Peter Parker as well, usually in like a Spider-Man game, you'd probably be like, oh, it's a bit boring. It's not, though.
No, it's not.
It's actually pretty good.
Although, my one...
You didn't like it?
No, I like Peter Parker. The one element I didn't like them science things you have to do.
Oh, see, I did.
I liked them at first, but they got a bit like, I just want to skip this now. I didn't enjoy doing it. Like, because did you go like the optional ones? Because you could do more. I didn't bother.
How do they compare to like the Riddler things in the...
I don't think they're as complex. They might be more. I didn't like
some of the riddles are horrendously difficult.
I didn't. No,
The Spider-Man puzzles are
well easy.
They're not that hard.
Yeah. That's why I think they're better.
Really. Right.
I don't like the Riddler's.
Yeah, like some of the Riddler stuff was easy, but yeah,
there's not like that on Spider-Man. Is like there's nothing at that level.
None of them are hard.
They're pretty easy. It's just I got a bit.
Yeah, I guess when I say like, how do they compare? I mean, like, is it the same kind of thing? Like, they're just like very brief.
It just made me think I want to be flying around a Spider-Man or like I didn't mind like because some of the Peter Parker sections weren't that with it. There was other parts we just played as Peter Parker or even as Mary Jane
which
were fine as well. I didn't even mind them parts, to be honest, but the parts in the lab were a bit like so I'm hoping they scale that back a little bit in the second one, but they probably, I don't know, maybe they'll make it even worse.
I'll scale it up, who knows.
I hope not.
I liked it all, but which is probably
definitely a great game. So
I'm going to put this second on my catch-up list. Horizon first, and then...
I think that's fair enough.
Actually, I say that, maybe this, and I don't know if it's actually on the list what I might say next, so I'll hold it out for a little bit.
This is the last one on the list is coming up, and you've seen what it is. So.
Right, okay, so it's not that... If I wasn't going to play Spider-Man second, it would be Detroit.
Yeah, great Detroit game. Is good. I love that. I'm a big fan
Fan of those kind of butterfly effect games. So
I still think Heavy Rain's the best one they've done, but I know you disagree.
Yeah, but I disagree... Without playing Heavy Rain again. It's been so long since I played it. Yeah. So obviously,
Detroit's... Did you play Beyond Two Souls as well?
No,
you didn't. It's better than Beyond Two Souls.
I watched Beyond Two Souls. I didn't like Beyond Two Souls.
I didn't mind, but I actually probably like it more than most people Beyond Two Souls, but it was clearly not as good as Heavy Rain.
I was going to play that game like 100 times. That was a drought game for me. Like, I was like, oh, I know I've missed out. Like, should I play it? And it just never
I think Detroit's a good one. Would be a good one to start with.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't played a game like that for a while either, it's a good one to start with.
Yeah.
I'd say them three are definitely the three.
And I guess Detroit's not on this list because I doubt there is going to be Detroit 2.
It'll just be something else,
I assume.
Yeah. So, however, last on the list, Perky's already seen it, spoiler, Uncharted 5, Lost Legacy 2.
Now, actually, before we just, what I want to say is, have you played the Uncharted trilogy?
I played, I didn't. I bought the first three.
Right.
And never played them.
Oh, see, you missed out, mate.
I would say the fact that you can get the Uncharted trilogy for, a tenner or something like that?
I think I got it for a tenner when I bought them, originally.
But
like,
if you get a PS4 at some point, I would get the Uncharted trilogy and Uncharted 4. I know you haven't played Uncharted 4.
I watched it. I played.
Yeah, they're definitely worth playing. Even Uncharted and Lost Legacy, I thought was fine. This was good as well.
So here's my take on Uncharted and why I didn't jump into it. And this is the game is obviously amazing, high 90s. Fine. I bought them all at the same time, and when I was in my catch-up window of play the game, take it out, never play it again, just get it done at the end of the PlayStation 3 era, I had three Uncharted games to get through in I think it was a week I had left before the next gen.
Is this before you became ill?
No, this is way before.
Oh, way
before. Way before. This is before the Xbox One came out.
Oh no, I was joking about...
Yeah, the was that the PS4 one disease.
Oh, was it PS4 disease?
You got it just after the summer, didn't you? Because you had Last of Us, you got that pretty quickly.
But I had these three games, the 1, 2 and 3 trilogy. It was I had a week left or so before the Xbox One came out. And I thought, am I really going to power through three of the same-ish type of game, back to back to back?
I think you might
I think it's worth it for the story.
If you'd have got playing it, you'd have got hooked.
It's not just the story, it's the character you start relating to the character and thinking, I want to play, you know.
And then I basically made the executive decision, I'm not going to do this because I know I'm going to have to, they're not short games, are they? So
no.
The first one felt short.
You know, I like exploring on a game like that. I'm not just going to play it and,
there wasn't much to explore, was there?
There's less to... I can't really remember. Less to explore on the first one.
Yeah, the first one.
Second one and third one. They kind of get more as... And four, there's loads more to explore on four.
So I did myself in, really, by leaving it too late. I should have, in hindsight, like, I should have left, like, Heavy Rain as, like, you know, I can just play that, and then once it's done, it's done.
I think if you do get PS4, I think you should get the Uncharted collection to play them. And Uncharted 4 as well. They're not that long.
I just can't see me doing it, man. Like, there's too much to catch up.
I don't think they're that long for you, really.
I've got like one, two, three, four, like Lost Legacy, it just feels like that's a lot of commitment.
I stumbled onto Uncharted. I remember I got it, the PS3, and it came with it, and my ex-girlfriend started playing it one night, and I was there like looking, thinking, looks quite good. And she saves it, she goes home, she's like, don't play it, because I want to complete it.
I was actually at yours.
Were you?
I was at yours, this was like 10 years ago or something.
I was like... Nah, I'm playing it. I completed it that night. I played through all night. Yeah, she got in a mood with me over that because I wasn't meant to play it, but I did.
But you did.
And it was a great game.
So it's just so nice. I'd love to be in this position.
I know. So many games.
You've literally got probably at least 8 to 10 viable exclusives that you could play. Maybe more. But 8 to 10 that you actually probably should play for me.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for though, because when you're in my position, you don't know where the hell to start.
Yeah, but you've already made a good list. Horizon Zero Dawn, and
but like I haven't got around to it yet, so it's taken me this long to decide where I'm at.
You say you don't know where to stop, but we kind of did tell you where. You've kind of got a little plan in place.
I know, like, as we've gone through the thing, but like I'm like years behind. So like in all this time to catch up, I've been like, oh, I can play that, I'll play it sometime.
I'd probably definitely play God of War again as well.
I'm not going to that.
Well, maybe watch the story on YouTube or something.
Probably, I don't know, watch the last, like, recap. Half of the game or something. I don't even know where I was up to.
I agree with Sud. I do wish I was playing Horizon from scratch and Spider-Man.
Detroit. Even Uncharted, if you get around to
good games there, mate. Good games.
Elite level games there. Yeah, I already know
Bloodborne
that.
Bloodborne as well.
Yeah. Awesome. See, that would be one where I don't know where I'd jump in with that. I don't know where I'd put that on the list, but... I don't know, like, you can fall too far behind. Like, I was able to do it when I was younger because it was a lot easier to just be like, yeah, I'll just do whatever I want.
Yeah, you say that, but but you could just use your time more differently.
Yeah, but I'm just not going to do that. Like, we're like 4 days away from the new season.
No, not now. I don't mean now. I mean maybe at the end of the gen when Destiny's kind of in a quiet period or whatever, you could easily.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee, like, what will be happening then.
And don't forget, Apex might be. We might not be playing Apex in 6 months.
Yeah, I don't imagine we will. Like, we don't tend to stick with Battle Royales all that long. But
so you might have a bit more time than you think.
COD is definitely
long. You definitely have time. You know, you don't have to rush through them anyway. No one suggests a rush through them.
Yeah, but you know what I'm like with games.
I know you like to rush through them.
You're just completely the opposite of me. It's like, when I play a game, I'm playing the game. Like, I want to sit there. I want to commit my time to it. And that's... I don't want to jump from, like, game to game.
I'm a bit more like you. I have to get into the game and then I'll go through it. If I don't get into it, after giving it like 3 goes or something, you know, like 3 nights of playing.
If I'm not into it, like I've battled through in the past, like when you play a game that you think like this is supposed to be good, but you know you just keep going. Like you and I, we're completely different. Like you play like such a like I see you online and it's like playing this game, playing that game, and I'm like, man, this is messing with my head.
So, do you know why that? It's probably Game Pass doesn't help either because it's so easy
like you've got another like massive catalog just there for you straight away. So I don't see me changing to just be bouncing from game to game, but hey, when the drought hits, I know I've got a lot to back me up, so I'm okay with that.
You don't necessarily have to bounce from game to game, though. I just mean play Detroit, have a 2 or 3 day break, go back to Destiny, play Horizon, have another week break or something. I think you could manage that.
It doesn't always work that way.
I know. You'd want to play them all, and then...
Yeah. Towards the end of the gen, I think you should do it.
I think that will be my plan. Like, that's where I say, like, I don't know when to start. It will be towards the end of the gen, like it was last time.
Mm-hmm.
That would make the most sense to me. And then I will be able to, like, commit, like, a month and just be like, right, this is PlayStation month for me.
So I do have one final question for him, though. Would, if you did play, say, even if you just played 4 to 5 of the exclusives, and you were really impressed with them, would it change your mind at all about next gen? Or do you still think you'd be like, probably not?
I think I'm too much in the camp of like, I don't really care so much.
Okay.
But it's easy to say that right now.
Because
I haven't played them. So
would it make you think, well, I don't want to really miss that next gen?
I guess it depends how much I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really do, and like we haven't even mentioned like Death Stranding. Like that's another one that I could easily look
Red Dead Redemption 2.
He's never going to play.
Yeah, but I don't even play that on the Xbox, so I'm not going to play it on the PlayStation.
Still, for me, an absolute crime. You haven't played that game. It really is. I actually think you should play that game over all of the games.
Man, it's
I say Spider-Man then, though.
It's just my least favourite setting. Like, but you've got
access to Red Dead. I was the same, though.
Yeah.
I hate that. But I was the same with...
You like Red Redemption?
No, I do. But, like, that's the thing. It took me, like, 3 years or something to play Red Dead 1.
And then you played it and you loved it.
I wouldn't say I loved it.
You liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot. Yeah. I loved the DLC for what that was.
I played most of the first one until it got ruined for me,
personally.
So, yeah, a story's already ruined for me in the second one because I've left it to... Well, I've seen all the memes and stuff, so like, I already know. Like, everyone knows.
I still think it's a great game. Like, even
I must admit, it wouldn't put me off from playing it. Like,
you kind of have that feeling anyway.
Yeah, knowing that... Exactly.
But you don't know anything, everything about the game. You don't know every little thing that happens.
So that's why I wouldn't be put off so much. But, I mean, look, that's just another one. That's another one on the long list.
I don't think you'll ever end up playing it, personally. That's my opinion. Maybe you will.
Well, to be fair, I thought the same thing about Red Dead 1. Like, I left it that long. It was just... I never was going to get around to it. And then I was stood in game one day and just looking at all the pre-owned stuff. And I was like, oh, Red Dead 1, it's like £10. I'll give it a try.
You never know when you're in the drought what you'll try.
That was a drought game. That was a drought game. I played it for quite a while, actually. I didn't... See, that was one, like... I enjoyed parts of it more than others, and the parts I didn't love, I just got through it. So I think I'd probably be the same with Red Dead 2. Like you guys have said, it starts slowly anyway.
I hate the start.
So
I really don't like even though I agree the start is slow, I don't remember there being many parts after that where I was bored. I don't think there's many parts at all I was bored, because the world's so interesting. It's probably the most interesting world out of any game.
There's a lot going on,
to be honest.
I still prefer a GTA world.
I just don't think
I don't
much.
Like the setting. Cowboy genre, western setting even, I just do not like
it. Yeah, maybe the setting, but I just think in that game in particular there's just more things in it that were more interesting. The characters for me are way more interesting.
Yeah, but that's why it's not as interesting for me, because it's western. Doesn't matter if there's more going on. It's like, well, yeah, there's more going on at a saloon or something. It's like, I'm not that lost.
Yeah. I could definitely get behind it, but I'm like, even though it's accessible for me, like right here, right now on the Xbox, I haven't played it. So I will definitely play things like Horizon before I play Red Dead 2. I know that for a fact.
I guess with future Xbox yours, I'll have access to Red Dead 2 now.
Yeah, and I wouldn't just rule it out because it's Western. Like, it's my least favorite genre, but I mean, I watch Westworld. If you guys watched that,
that was
good.
Yeah, like that was heavily Western based, or at least.
And you have played the first one, so you know what you're getting.
Yeah, so I do, like, I don't just rule things out because I see, like, the Western setting and I'm like, nah, that's crap.
How many games wouldn't you have played in the past if you'd rule things out?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. How many, like, random niche games did you play that you were like, this is actually really good?
Mm-hmm. Look, I don't doubt it's a good game. I don't doubt that I've missed out on it, but I'm more focusing on the Sony ones, I think, going forward rather than the third party misses.
Anyway, that brings the end to the podcast. We didn't have enough time to go over other topics because we got so engrossed in the list, I guess. Lots to discuss, so let us know your thoughts in the comments below. Do you agree with the games that we've mentioned on the list, or IGN have put on the list anyway, I should say? And also like and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube, as that'll really help the channel to grow. And if you're listening to us on any audio platforms, please pass on the pod. Again, that'll help the channel to grow, so we'd really appreciate that. You can also follow the podcast on social media on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at ChetReachPod. And you can find the guys on social media. Where can people find you, Sud?
So it's just on Twitter for me, at David10Spud.
And I'm at JGPerks.
And I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Leld, L-E-L-3-D's at the 9 a.m. for Instagram. Anyway, thanks for joining us ever. We'll be back next week with another podcast. So have a good week and we'll talk again soon. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.